Welcome to another episode of Little Lice Lesson. Great. Little Lice Lesson. I need to start over. Little Life Lessons. Oh my goodness, I haven't said that in so long. I already messed it up. Okay, well, anyway, welcome back. I am so sorry I haven't been reading in a while or doing whatever I normally do. But today we are going to be talking about character traits, and I'm going to be reading a book called The Thank You Book by Mo Willems. It is an elephant and piggy book. It's a picture book, and I think it does have a lot of character traits in there. And we will have a few questions at the end and an activity to do. So let's get into it. Okay, so you guys are probably wondering, what are character traits? So character traits are things that people see on the inside. Not like literally, like, if, like, not like they see on the inside, like literally like your bones. It's not like that. It is, so it's like, here are a few examples. It is being nice, kind, respectful, responsible, honest, and a lot more. It would take me a long time to name every single one of them to do that, so I'm just gonna name a few. And so character traits are what people see on the inside again. Excuse me. So, a lot of people, I know I made one of these an episode of Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. This is like, not that, but, okay, let me start over there. So, I know I made an episode called Never Judge a Book by Its Cover, and you really should not. Like, look on the inside. Like, okay, I'm gonna name an imaginary person called, what should I name? Okay, it's gonna be a girl. Her name is gonna be Lacey. So, we have, so Lacey, like, so let's say she's the new kid at school, and then, I am gonna go up to her and ask her to play. And maybe after a few days, you start noticing that she is kind, respectful, putting others before herself. Like, those things. And you do not want to say anything mean to each other's face. So if I said, "You're not letting us play with you, that's so mean," you never want to say that to somebody's face. It's just so mean. So then, you want to be nice. Like, let me try to think of more here. You're a great friend. You are, very talented at, let's say, singing. She's very talented at singing. So those are that's just an example. It's not a real person. And, yeah. So, those are what character traits are. And so now we're going to go a little bit to the next book I'm going to be reading called The Thank You Book. And honestly, this front cover is adorable. It's elephant and piggy hugging. And okay, the funniest part here is Gerald's nose is wrapped around Piggy's ear. Like, that's just so, like, so funny. Okay, so now I'm going to be reading The Thank You Book. The copyright is 2016. It is dedicated to Alessandra, Christian, Tracy, and Marissa. Marissa. I'm sorry if I said that wrong. I do not know. Okay. The Thank You Book. And on the front cover, the first page, it says, "Thinky in the Think Bubble, Piggy is saying, I'm one lucky pig." And we are all so lucky to have, like, friends. Even if, like, you don't have many friends, as long as the ones you do have are true friends. Quote from a TV show I found. Okay. I have a lot to be thankful for. Oh yeah, here's the thank you book. Okay, I'm gonna be saying, okay, so now, never mind, do not forget anything I just said in, like, the past 10 seconds. So, I have a lot to be thankful for. I better get thanking. I'm going to thank everyone who is important to me.
Everyone?
Everyone. No way. You're going to forget someone. You will forget someone important.
I will thank everyone.
I will be the thank-o-rama.
Okay, I just have to stop here. This face that the author drew, the illustrator drew, is honestly a little creepy. It's so, Pinky's eyes are red. His head is huge. I'm not making fun of it. It's just hilarious. And then now Gerald says, wow. Off I go.
Squirrels. Pinky. Thank you for your great ideas. Aw, shucks. Snake. Pinky. Thank you for playing ball with me. The pigeon. Thank you for never giving up. And I'm sorry you don't get to be in our books.
Then the pigeon literally says, that is what you think.
Thinking is nice, but you will forget someone. I will not. Mouse, birdies, rhino, hippo's big sister, barky dog, pelican, bear, hippo, worms. Thank you for being all great friends. And then they all say, aww. See that, Gerald? I am a thanking machine.
Piggy, you have forgotten someone important.
And then, literally, on the next page, there are no words. It's Piggy looking up at Gerald, and then Gerald's, like, smile is so big.
Anywho.
Do not worry, Gerald. My next thanks will be a big one.
Good. He whispered that, because it was super tiny.
Thanks, Will. You are
nice.
So are you. Ice cream penguin, thank you for your ice cream.
It is what I do.
Piggy. Dr. Cat, thank you for being a great doctor.
You are welcome.
Piggy. Brian Bat, thank you for drawing with me.
That was so fun.
Piggy!
Okay, I just have to pause here for a moment. Gerald's mouth is huge.
It is like a big black dot. And then Piggy is like flying over. I love how the illustrator draw this like commotion.
You are forgetting someone. Someone very important.
Really? Oh, I know who you're talking about. The flies. Thank you for cooking with me.
And then Gerald has his hand on his forehead like, ugh, ay, ay, ay.
Got the flies, Piggy. I cannot think of anyone else I have forgotten to thank, Gerald.
Oops. I goofed.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Elephant Gerald. You are the best friend a pig could ever have.
That means a lot, Piggy. But I did not think that you forgot me.
Who did I forget to thank?
Our reader. You forgot to thank our reader.
You're right. Thank you for being our reader.
Oh, of course, you're welcome.
We could not be us without you. You are the best.
We did it.
Great thinking, Piggy.
Thanks to you.
Yep, I'm one lucky pig.
And then on the end here, I'm gonna read some other Elephant and Piggy stories. So if you like these, there is some more available. Today I will fly. My friend is sad. I am invited to a party. There is a bird on my head. I love my new toy. I will surprise my friend. Are you ready to play outside? Watch me throw my ball. Elephants cannot dance. Pigs make me sneeze. I'm going. Can I play too? We are in a book. I broke my tongue. Drunk.
Okay, there's more, but I'm not going to read those.
But those should be in a majority of them, so if you want them, check out a library or anything, you can do that.
So, now we're going to talk about how the characters are feeling over the story. So, at first, on the front page, you can see that Piggy is, like, feeling really happy, like, he wants to thank everybody. So another big word we are going to use here is generous. So like how other people, like how
how the flies, like, she thanked the flies for breaking with her. That was being generous, like, thanking them. So, at the beginning, of course, Gerald is, like, all calm, cool, and collected. And then, when Piggy says, I'm gonna thank everyone, he is feeling, like, everyone, really, you're gonna forget somebody. And, of course, forgetful Piggy, she did. I think Piggy's a girl. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And then, over here, I can tell when it says, you will forget someone very important. I will thank everyone. That part, I can tell that Piggy's a little stressed out here. And so, okay. I'm going to use my example I did earlier, Lacey, but except this one, her name's going to be Casey. So, if she was telling you or me thank you, how would that make you feel on the inside? I would feel appreciated. How about you? I'm just going to give you a little bit time to think about that. Okay, that was not that long. Sorry, if you need more time, you can pause it. And, yeah, so over time, our emotions change. And at the end, when they thank the reader, I literally was like, oh, I did not see that coming. And I have read this book before. I think I read it when I was in second grade, a while ago, like a long time ago. So, yeah, our teacher read this to us. And it's a really good book. And, because everybody needs to be appreciated at some point. Even if, like, you don't have any friends or somebody, there's somebody in your life that, like, has to appreciate you. Even if, like, you just give them a hug when they're sad. Like, cheer people up. So, more about character traits now. So, remember, do not say anything mean to other people's faces, even if somebody is being mean to you, tell an adult. Or if you are an adult, ignore them, or just try to ignore them as much. If it is continuous over and over, that is bullying, and that is not nice. So, really think about what, if other people are being mean to you, you wouldn't want to be mean to other people. And again, I think this is I've talked about this a lot. It's the golden rule. Treat others how you want to be treated. So, in this book, the first one that I think Piggy thanked was the squirrels. So, yeah, it was the squirrels. I'm checking here. And, so the squirrels, they wouldn't want to be mean to her. Or if somebody is being mean to you, then you're going to just treat them kind. Do not be mean back. Because if you really think about it, being mean to someone else and they're being mean to you first isn't going to make you feel any better. It's going to actually maybe feel worse. So, yeah, and that is all we have today. Oh, yeah. And, okay, I'm gonna do my bonus next. And then the ending. And I will actually probably make another episode later. And I will be reading a couple of books. So, yeah. Bye! Wait, I'm not mine. Okay, time for bonus. Okay, time for bonus. So, this is a little bonus activity. You do not have to do it if you do not want to. So, you're gonna need a partner. It could be a parent, a sibling, a friend, or something, and you will need a piece of paper and pen or pencils, or markers or crayons or colored pencils, whatever works. So you're going to divide the paper in half and then write each other's names on the top and then draw a line underneath the names. So I'm going to use a name, Chad and Milo. Okay, so Chad Milo.
So if you're left-handed, be on the right. If you're both right-handed, go either side. So you're gonna write each other's name, your own name, at the top of your half, and then you're gonna switch sides, and then you're going to write what the other person is in character traits. So like, kind, honest, respectful, responsible, generous. Words that we used in the lesson. So, you don't have to do those and do that. And then, at the bottom, if you have extra space, don't write too big. Write character, the word, golden rule. And I will probably start doing these on every of my bonus activities. Right at the bottom of the golden rule. Treat others how you want to be treated. Because that is a big thing that people do not do in their lives. Especially at school. Like, they're mean to you. Don't be mean back to them. Be nice to them. So, that is all we have for today. So, I hope you enjoyed this bonus. Yay! Okay, so thank you all for coming to my episode of Little Life Lessons. I hope I can do this every week, and please follow my account, my cousin's account, Gracia Loves Books, and my brother's Truth and Trials. And please follow me on Instagram at jc.crafts, and see you later for more. Remember, stay kind, be positive, and stay safe. Bye!